Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Alaska Supreme Court has rejected the latest redistricting map for Southeast Alaska and approved a plan that combines downtown Juneau with Petersburg, Gustavus, and Skagway. Last week, the board paired Juneau's Mendenhall Valley with Haines in Skagway, but in yesterday's decision, the court cited numerous objections and said there was a risk the U.S. Justice Department would not approve the plan under the Voting Rights Act. Since Juneau is the largest city in the region, Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford says it's a defining demographic reality of the region.
From what we've seen, both on our public hearing process, the comments we've received, the lawsuits that have been filed, is that it seems like really nobody wants to be paired with Juneau. And so no matter how we draw Southeast Alaska, there's always going to be some community that has to be paired with Juneau and ultimately isn't happy with that.
The plan approved by the court was adopted April 5th by the redistricting board, and both Petersburg and Skagway have objected to being in a district with downtown Juneau and Douglas, currently represented in the House by Beth Kurtula and in the Senate by Dennis Egan. Meanwhile, Haines Representative Bill Thomas and his community are relieved not to be in a district with the Mendenhall Valley. Last week's map had Thomas running against Representative Kathy Munoz. The Haines-Boro and Alaska Native groups objected. But the latest map resurrects a potential election contest between Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson and Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson. Wilson now represents her hometown and Petersburg and Sitka. But instead, she'll be in a district with Ketchikan, Saxman, and parts of Prince of Wales Island. State Elections Division Director Gail Funumiai says despite the changing political maps this year, no deadlines need to be adjusted.
Had been mapping each scenario as it had been released, and so we've got our precinct boundaries drawn for the amended plan of April 5. We're working on getting them all finalized and into proper form, and we'll start the regulation process at the end of the month and then submit them to the Department of Justice for preclearance.
Funumiai says voter identification cards will be mailed by mid-July so voters know their district and precinct. Sentencing is planned for September for a Juneau man who eluded police officers for several months until he was caught, arrested with a bag of drugs in his mouth. 32-year-old Rory Christopher Miller changed his plea to guilty yesterday on drug possession and evidence tampering charges. Yesterday's hearing in Juneau Superior Court was scheduled for the same time that a jury trial had been scheduled on the charges. One of the drug charges stemmed from the sale of two OxyContin pills to an undercover informant behind Glacier Cinemas. Other charges were dropped as part of a plea agreement with prosecutors that included revocation of his probation stemming from earlier robbery and weapons charges. Miller had walked away from a halfway house and broke off contact with his probation officer. He could spend as much as 35 years in prison during sentencing, or if he's sentenced to serve all the time consecutively. Miller was taken into custody in July of 2010 near Suntakihini Middle School after a foot chase with officers that ended with the firing of a taser. It was later determined that that baggie in his mouth contained heroin, methamphetamine, and marijuana. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for showers continuing for at least today, high in the mid-50s.